Blog Talk Radio.
Sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of love.
sing it again.
Woman to woman,
woman to woman,
songs of the life we bring,
songs of love and songs of joy.
Woman to woman, yeah.
Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Well, good evening and welcome to Woman with yours truly, Coach D and
Minister LaDon. Good evening, family and friends. I hope that everyone who's listening had a chance to get out and vote today. But thank you for tuning in and rejoining us here on Woman to Woman.
We are so glad that you're with us on tonight. We know that many are out still at the polls. Many didn't get a chance to even do their voting until after they got off from work. So we knew that tonight was going to be intense. Everybody sitting in front of the TV, biting their nails, trying to figure out who's going to be our next president. It's a really interesting time for us here in the United States of America, the country of democracy. A lot of countries are ruled by kings and dictatorship and so many different things. And the reason why everybody flees to America is because America is a country of democracy. We have choices. We have the freedom of choice. And the world's been looking at our elections over the last several months and looking at this has been an interesting election time here for us. Campaigning time here for us, and it's been a little unnerving, if that's the word I could use. It's really been a little stressful.
Wow, you know, this is an exciting time. There's just so, like you said, there's so much going on right now, and you used the word unnerving. One of the things that has really, I've been paying attention to, actually, is that there's a lot of young people who are not going out and voting. And so this is also a time of great sadness for our country when you think about all of the different fights to get where we are today. And it's not that we are where we need to be or where we should be, but we are a lot further along than where we used to be. And it was just really sad for me knowing that there were so many young people who weren't getting out and voting. So when you said unnerving, I'm like, wow, there's just so much going on, not even just this evening, but in our country as a whole. And, you know, we have to make sure that we are leading and mentoring our young people, you know, educating them on why it's important to vote. And, you know, it's not just the young people. There's some older people as well that are not going to the polls this evening and not voting, feeling like it doesn't make a difference. And I think the only time it doesn't make a difference is when you do nothing. When you've done all that you can do, at least you can say that you've done all that you can.
Right, exactly. You know, I don't know. Coach D has mixed emotions. I think, probably one of the hardest elections that I've ever had to participate in. And the one thing that I know for certain is that I'm more convinced now than ever before in my life that you cannot separate church and state. I'm more convinced than before, and I know, and I'm saddened. I'm saddened. My spirit is heavy, and it's not heavy because we have two candidates that I would not prefer, but it's more heavy because my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, my fellow believers, have literally just, have been forced or feel forced to make a vote and to cast a vote and to, it's a privilege. And I think we've done things out of obligation of the privilege and the sacrifice that's been taken, that's been taken to give us the opportunity to vote. Woo, but I know Martin Luther King and the rest of them just did not know they were going to have a Hillary and a Donald. As the options. Woo! So needless to say, that's been definitely for me a struggle, a big struggle. And I did make it to the polls today, and I had to vote based on my heart and on my own personal conviction. And whoever makes it into the office, I just know that whoever it is, we got to keep them as well as this our country in prayer, and keep our country covered in prayer, in intercession. Because I'm not sure that it's going to get in. And I'm just saying, when you think of it from a prophetic basis, based on the Word of God, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
You know, as you were talking, one of the things, especially when you were saying that you feel like some of our brothers and sisters may feel like they've been forced to vote for some, people that they don't even want to vote for. One of the things that I think is really missing in this day and age is education on voting, because I think we just think of voting as a right, and not just, and only just it's a right, and not that it's a privilege as well. You talked about different countries where, there's communism or there's dictatorship, and that we're a democracy, and so we have privileges and rights, and it's up to us. It's our responsibility and our accountability to exercise both. But, when our ancestors and our forefathers fought so hard for us to vote, it wasn't just so that we can go in and mark a ballot, just write a line on a ballot or mark yes or mark no. There was so much more to that, and I think that we've just really gotten away from the importance of voting and what voting is all about. But not only that, we've gotten away from being educated on our vote. There's so many people that go out and they go to the ballots and they look at the different measures, and they don't understand what the measures are, because they may not have read the literature that's been coming through and piling in their mailboxes. They've probably been throwing everything away. They don't understand that when they see those, when they look at the ballot and it says write in, that you can actually write in a candidate whose name is not on the ballot. So if somebody wanted to see Bernie Sanders in office, they could actually write Bernie Sanders' name on the ballot and vote for him that way. They could write their own name. you know, there's a write-in candidate. So I'm saying all this to say that we need to make sure that we're educated on what we're doing and why we're doing it, not that it's just something to do. And I think that's where we've gotten a little lost, that most people think it's just something to do.
Exactly. The lack of one of the scriptures is my people perish for lack of knowledge. And that is true. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't even, know. Choice. You know, he said, well, you got a choice. Well, you know what? You can make a choice not to make a choice. But people not going to the, there should never be somebody that don't go to the poll. I get that part. Now, whether you choose to pick either one, you may choose not to even pick a president, one of the candidates. But there's other issues that you could vote on. You know, you could vote on the gun law. You could vote on, like on this election particularly, they spoke about, the death penalty and changing that. Do you really, do you want a death penalty? Or do you want it to be where, do you want to vote that they get rid of the death penalty where men and women would end up, instead of being on death row, waiting to be killed, they could literally get life in prison and then be forced to work in prison. And instead of them getting that money is going to their victim. Those are some of the things that were on there. They had on there about the legalization of marijuana. So there's a lot of other propositions and issues on there that needs your vote, whether you choose Clinton or Trump or Gary Johnson or whoever else was on there. There were five people on the ballot. But whether you choose any of them, there's other things that needs your vote. If you don't want marijuana legalized, then guess what? You need to be on there voting so that you could make your vote count, that doesn't get legalized if that's not what you want. They had one on about gun laws. Do you want them to be able to limit the amount of ammunition a person is able to purchase, as well as do you think that people that's going to buy a gun should go through background? You want that. You want to know that when somebody goes to buy a gun that they went through background and they're not selling a gun to a hardened criminal or a terrorist or somebody that's going to potentially use that privilege to buy a gun against us. So, there's a lot of things outside of just the president candidate that you can vote on and, again, needs your vote. And I don't think a lot of people know that. The reason I say that, because I didn't. I didn't know that prior to this election that I had that choice to go and vote on the issues and not pick a candidate. So as you learn, and like you said, these pamphlets that come through, most of us, when they come through, if you're not politically inclined, which I'm not, most of us, when those things come through that tells us about different issues and stuff, we normally toss them in the trash. We don't take the time to read through them. I took the time to read through this thing, but yeah.
And one of the things is, especially when you're receiving all of that literature in regards to the different measures or the different propositions that are going to be on the ballot, a lot of times it's way to have you to get your vote. So the information that's on the literature is specifically to get you to vote yes, or it's specifically to get you to vote no. And so it doesn't. It may not contain all of the different arguments as to why this measure or this proposition is going to the ballot. And I'm bringing it up because when you talked about the death penalty, one of the things that we, our forefathers or people who voted before, a couple of the different measures that they voted into existence is one, the three strikes law. not realizing that, you know, the three-strike law came about and the information that was given out, we were like, we want offenders to go away forever. And the way that they had everything set up, it was certain offenders that were going away, and it was for certain crimes, and most of those offenders ended up being our brothers, our fathers, and I'm saying our in a term of using ethnic brothers that were going away for a long time and not being rehabilitated. And, you know, sometimes it was specifically because of something that they did, and sometimes it was because they happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I'm saying that to say that we really have to educate ourselves, and it's not just, you know, that literature that comes across. If you don't read the literature, there's a website that you can go to. It's the voter guide website that you can go to, and it tells you what your vote means. It tells you a summary of what's being put on that ballot. It tells you the arguments for that proposition, the arguments against that proposition. It will also tell you who backs the proposition as well, like different representatives that back the proposition. And so I'm saying that because we really want to know what we're voting into place. Even when you talk, when you think about, I'm not sure exactly how much, you know, when we had that big war on drugs and they voted in if you were caught with so much amount of cocaine, rock cocaine versus powder cocaine, you would end up having to go to jail. And you can have less rock cocaine and, way more powder cocaine, but the people who had the rocks, which was our brothers and sisters, those were the ones that were getting incarcerated, and the ones who didn't, who were using it powder-wise, were not getting incarcerated. And had we known and educated ourselves and realized that the concentrated area where they were using rock cocaine was where we lived, and where they weren't using rock was where we didn't live. You know, you get what I'm saying? So we were putting our own brothers and sisters, and instead of voting that into place, we probably could have voted rehabilitation centers into place, or, you know, education centers, or different things to combat against drugs. But we created this system of warehousing our people. And in order for us to warehouse them, we need a warehouse. And so now the jail is a $1 billion system. And so they want to keep our brothers, they want to keep our sisters, but the way that they do it is they put things on the ballot and we don't educate ourselves and we go out and vote. I'm just going to put a yes here. This sound okay. I'm going to put a no here. This sound all right. And we're not getting down to the nitty gritty of what we are really putting into place that's impacting our lives.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. That was well said. That was really well said, because I tell you, I've been discussing these elections with a family member in particular who thank God for the love of family that in spite of differences, at the end of the day, this is true. The Bible says it. And I think it's in 2 Timothy where it says love covers a multitude of sins. I think that is that we you learn how to love beyond differences, and you agree to disagree, and I think that's powerful to be able to do that. That everybody has differences and the way they think, and I think at the end of the day, voting, just like belief systems, is personal, and you have to go by your own personal conviction. When you go to the polls, just like you have to go by your own personal convictions when you make a decision what your belief system's gonna be, and most people are gonna go in that rings true to their heart and to their inner being, and personally, me myself, I just don't, you know, I mean, my own opinion. This is just a Coach D opinion. I don't know if there's any room in voting outside of the issue. I'm just not sure if, you know, is there room for a believer in voting? I know we all do. I know believers do. But I don't know that you could set aside what you say you believe and then go to the poll, if that makes any sense. And I know people are doing it because, I mean, I could look all up and down my social media pages. And you got pastors and evangelists and prophetess and prophets and ministers and teachers of the gospel that are at the poll. And I can tell you that probably at least 50% or better are Democrats. And Democrats stand for democracy, but Democrats have some strong political views that totally go against what, as a Christian, thought process and what we are to believe. And so I heard people say, well, you don't mix church and state. Well, I'm not sure how you could leave a part of your own self behind to go vote. So that's kind of like my thought. I'm struggling with that. And that is not as a, I'm not doing it as a rock throw or condemnation. I'm struggling with that because I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to get past what my beliefs are to try to get into the vote. And I can't do it. I tossed and turned all night. I woke up this morning weary. My spirit is so heavy. I mean, my spirit is just heavy because I can't do it. And I'm speaking from two things. I think we as believers, and I think we as minorities are being bamboozled. And I believe that we're being bamboozled to where there's been a picture painted that this country ain't never been ours. And that's strong for me to put my political views on the show. The country has never been ours. And we did have Martin Luther King as well as the others that fought for equality, you know, for equal rights. And I believe we've come a long way. We've come quite a way. But I mm-hmm. believe we're on a leash. I believe it's a limited leash. Even with what we thought was the biggest breakthrough for the last two terms, 8 years, we thought was the biggest breakthrough was having something historically. A lot of people voted the first term based on their emotions to be a part of history taking place. And I don't know. Being like a carrot being dangled in the face. And I'm just not sure that what we are being led to believe, if you're not hearing it with your spirit and you get it caught up in the political essence of it, I'm not sure that you're not being bamboozled. And I'm not sure that what the agenda that's been pushed for us as black people, as minorities, is really the agenda that's for us. It's from somebody that's politically astute, because I'm not. I'm saying this from my own spiritual discernment, my own spiritual conviction. It's telling me that something ain't right, and we'll see.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, not that I think, but God can sway the hearts of man, any and all men, because he is God, you know, and the word of God, it tells us to be subject to authority, because in the end, God has all authority. God is definitely in charge, and some things will come about. They're just going, they have to prove the times, they have to prove God's word. So some things will come about, and some of those things we will, you know, term as good, and some of those things we will term as not so good. But we know that God works all things to be good for those who love him and who are called according to his word. So when it comes to voting and, you know, being under subjugation to certain people and certain things, for me personally, I just feel like you do as much as you can to walk accordingly. Like if there's, like when you, especially when we talk about the different propositions, you know, and
right.
there's certain propositions that are going to make sure that they are in alignment, and you go out and you vote for those propositions. And then when there's people can always be swayed. You know, they're being swayed now. Some of them are being bought, you know, and then when they get into, they say one thing, and then we get into office, and then it's a whole other thing. But we definitely have to, like you said, trust in God, because this is a strange season. It's a very strange season. And, you know, if I shared my political views, I'd probably be in trouble to what I think personally about, you know, the different people who are running for office. But I do know that I know that I know that no matter who gets elected, that God covers me through the midst of it all, that he definitely covers me in the midst of it all.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, wow, I tell you. Well, this is, like you said, an exciting time. The clocks are ticking. We are the last coast as far as time-wise is, you know, 7:30 p.m. on West Coast. It is 10:30 p.m. on the East Coast, and Central is 9:30 p.m., so we're getting later into the evenings, and everybody's glued to the TVs, and, you know, we have churches that's having open night prayer and intercession. We really don't know what the outcome of tonight's election is going to be. We don't know what it's going to bring. I think probably the most anxiety people are experiencing is not knowing what our future looks like, and we really don't know what that's going to be, you know. We don't know what the outcome of this election is going to be. But one thing we do know is this for certain: somebody's going to lose or somebody's going to win. That's what we know for sure. And so my prayer is that no matter who wins and who loses, my prayer is that everybody be good sports, and that everybody will respect whoever ends up in office, and that they will support the decision of the people with whoever ends up in office. We see that Obama didn't get that, and I think that was a tragedy, that once he fairly won, that, you know, that he didn't get the support that he should have gotten as the president of the United States of America. And so I think that was unfortunate. It was a tragedy. And my hope is that the people just respect the people's choice and not get into, you know, right now people are already trying to figure out if it's rigged. And, you know, I didn't even know. And somebody from the listening audience, feel free. This is open discussion. If you want to join this discussion on tonight, we're just talking about tonight. We were going to get into Abigail
She's one of the women of the Bible. Ah, poor Abigail. She keeps getting pushed back. she keeps getting pushed back. But I think tonight the discussion flowed accordingly, considering what all we're dealing with here in the U.S. and what we're waiting for. I think talking about what's going on is a great thing. But I was told, and, you know, we don't pay attention. I go to the polls. I don't pay attention. Only thing you're paying attention to is if you're going to be, you know, who you choosing, your yes, making your yes, and your no. But I had a friend of mine who is on one of my social media pages, and she had just went to the polls, and she did a live stream. She did a Facebook Live after she left the poll. And she brought up a good point, and I was like, wow, I did not think about that. When you get the sleeve, and the sleeve is the big paper that your vote pages go in. It's like a covering. And it has specific instructions on the front, and it tells you exactly what you have to do, how you have to do it in order for it to count. And it's a line that you draw from. It's like you got these broken arrows. So they're like an arrow, and then in the middle they're empty, they're broken, and the goal is that you take one end of the arrow and the other end of the arrow, and you draw a line to connect them. Well, I did that. I made my line very dark, made it very clear. But then she was saying that the instructions show five ways that will be counted, that won't be counted, that would go against you, meaning you would lose your vote. And then it showed only one way that you had to do it in order for it to be valid. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, you mean to tell me I just went and spent 15 minutes at the poll and what I put is not going to count because I didn't pay attention to how I was supposed to mark the line or how thin I was supposed to make the line or how thick I was supposed to make a line? They're saying that matters.
It definitely does. It definitely does. I'm glad you brought that up because when I was voting, I was making my line extremely dark. I connected actually the entire arrow instead of just making the line. Because what happens is when you look at the instructions, if you're not paying attention and if you're not reading the instructions, especially because they have those five ways of not to do it and one way of doing it, you can get easily caught up in the ways of not to do it because it's so bold, it stands out at you, and the way of the correct way does not stand out at all. So you have to be paying attention. But anyway, I got through with my ballot, and I was getting ready to turn my ballot in, and I looked back at the instructions. And when I looked back at the instructions and took my time, I had to go back to the front and get new ballots because I had definitely incorrectly filled in my arrows.
Wow.
And so they had to fill out my ballots. They spoiled out my ballots and gave me new ballots.
Wow. Well, I got a feeling that mine might be wanting to get trashed, and I can't say that I'm sad, but if my vote don't count, it wasn't from a lack of trying.
You know, that's another reason why I'm saying that, you know, we definitely want to make sure that we're educating ourselves, because when, you know, something as simple as that, especially if it's, you know, say you have somebody in your family who's on a death penalty and who's under the death penalty, has been sitting rather under the death penalty, and you're saying, okay, I want to overturn it because the death penalty is retroactive as well, and your vote gets tossed out. And not only your vote, but tons of other people because they didn't realize, you know, so we want to make sure that we're educating our votes so that we do count, so that when we stand up, we are heard, you know. But definitely I could have walked out of that building and my ballot would have been trashed. And they looked it over before they spoiled it out, and they were like, no, this is definitely incorrect. So we do have to spoil it out and give you a new ballot. And they went ahead and gave me a new ballot, and I took care of it. But had I not looked back twice at the instructions, I would have just been in trouble. I would have been in big trouble, you know. So yeah, we want to make sure that the things that we're learning. I love that your friend did a Facebook Live and she was able to share that with other people so that they now realize and they now know and they can make sure that they're taking care of it correctly themselves.
Woo! I tell you, hallelujah. We're going to have Minister LaDonna. I said we need to have us a prayer. I'm in the show. Glory. I know people who are listening in. One of the things I want to say, tonight has been a hard show on so many levels. It's been a hard show because of the anxiety. And I understand as a believer that God is on the throne. And he tells us to be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and supplication, make your request known. And I understand all of that. Because from the spiritual sense, I understand that. It's hard when you still have to live in this world and you still are in your flesh. Because right now I'm having moments of emotion. I'm listening to everything going around and you could just feel in the air, in the spiritual realm, you could feel something stirring. In the natural realm, you feel something stirring. You know that this is election night, and whatever happens here is going to take us the next 4 years of our life. And, you know, we would like to think that things can't get any worse than what they are for us here in the U.S., which has been a little difficult. But you can't help but not sit in expectation and anticipation, should I say, of what's going to happen next. And so, so it's really hard for me to, even though we're having open discussion, it's really hard for me, and I'm just going to be honest and transparent, it's hard for me to focus on tonight's show because my life, the life of others, the life of our country, the life of the world is at a standstill right now, waiting to hear these answers. And not only just to hear, because it's one thing just to announce who the president's going to be, but I think it's going to bring the next several weeks to see how that, you know, whenever he actually or she actually steps into office to see the damage. You know, that's what people are waiting to see. Okay, what damage is done? And sometimes we might not see that for a year or so. But, you know, again, understanding the fact that we need to stay prayerful and need to stay in prayer. And whoever the president is, lifting them up in prayer that God could touch their heart and cause them to make some right decisions.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest things. We did a show recently, and we were talking about that one of the facts that most people don't turn to prayer first. You know, we might start arguing, complaining. We might start acting instead of turning to prayer first. And when you read the Bible and everybody who went through anything, expected a victory or wanted a victory on the other end, whenever they went before God, it was always through prayer and fasting, prayer and fasting, prayer and fasting, prayer and fasting, prayer and fasting. And so, you know, we want to pray and we want to fast for our nation so that we can be in alignment and come back into order and just really or our nation can be after the heart of God. And there's a lot of things, like you said, Coach D, that have to be changed. Definitely in our media, definitely with our young people. We have a lot of older people who are in office, and they've held those roles for a long, 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 long time now. And so they've established certain laws and, you know, certain bylaws. They've even established certain walls that makes it tough to get around and tough to get through. And we want to make sure that we are educating these young people who are coming up, that we have them on fire to start changing some things in our nation, that we have them fired up so much so that they believe that there's nothing that can stop them. You know, I think our generation has gotten fat off of the sweetness of so many good things that have changed, that we didn't pay attention to make sure that the changes, they really went to the full extent that they could have gone to. We were just so excited that things were changing that that's where we stayed, in that excitement. But when it came to applying action and getting things done and really setting a course for the change, I think that, again, we got lackadaisical, and so it's time to start a new fire with these young people who are coming up behind us, and again, educating them. And in order to educate them, we have to educate ourselves. We definitely have to educate ourselves. You know, I have my four girls, and for all of us, it was, you know, polls in order to vote. We're going back and forth like, did you read your ballot? Did you go online and read what this was about or what this proposition is about? You know, do you know who's supporting that? And so we've been going back and forth, and we'll even make little jokes and have fun with it, but it was very important to them who is going to be leading them. And so we need to teach our young people. You know, I'm excited that they're excited and that they take such a great interest in it, you know, which we definitely, again, have to make sure our young people are taking interest, because they are the ones who are going to be leading us as this generation of older people, you know, pass on and give up their seats. But there's going to have to be a lot of changes that take place, like you said.
Yeah. Wow. Gosh. Yeah. That. You're right. Look, I'm lost for words right now. I'm lost for words.
Maybe some of our listeners have some words for you.
Yeah, I'm lost for words right now. I'm emotional. I got mixed emotions. My emotions is everywhere. I know what I have to do at the end of the day. I know that, but this human, this flesh, right now, my soul, because the soul is the emotion. The spirit don't know nothing but the things of God, but our soul is the emotions, you know, the five senses. And right now, I'm just like, the emotions, the five senses of where we at. And, you know, you go to the polls and most people know exactly who they want to pick. They've been studying it all year. And I thought that most people, you know, honestly, my honest opinion, I thought that most people were voting Democratic. That was most people were voting for Hillary. That's all I see people talking about. But it's clear. And it can't just be all one race of people. It's clear that there's a lot of people that support Republicans and supports Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is winning right now. And that's, you know, we know it's not over until the fat lady sings, but I'm saying that to say that quite contrary to what people's personal beliefs may be, the direction they think an election is going to go, something this man, I don't think it's that many, or what the world would lead us to believe that only a certain class of people is representing. But like I said, it's going to be interesting. I am just interested to see what what's gonna go on in our world the next 4 years. What are we gonna, you know, what are some of the things that we're going to have to face and deal with for the next 4 years? So anyway, good gracious, I can't say this has been a very interesting show from the standpoint that it was totally unrehearsed. It was totally just natural based on tonight and what's all going. We are coming to the end of our show. So, Minister LaDon, I don't know if you have if you do a prayer for the people that we could just really pray a prayer of peace that passes all understanding, that we could pray a prayer of peace, but that we could just encourage our listening audience, encourage believers to not faint, to not grow weary, to not lean onto their own understanding, to trust God, to go before his throne, and to just, you know, this should be a time of strengthening our relationships with him. This should be a time that we really begin to seek him and seek his wisdom, because we all know that nothing happens that he doesn't allow to happen. Nothing happened that he does not allow to happen. So whoever happens into our into the president's seat tonight, it was already predestined.
Amen. Well, you just prayed that. You just prayed that prayer, and so we definitely want to make sure that we are staying encouraged, like you said, and that we're trusting in God, and we really have to have a great trust in God. And I don't know who said this quote, but it goes, when there's hope for the future, it gives you power in the present. So our hope is in God. So
yeah.
Because our hope is in God, then we should feel that at this very moment, there's so much power to do so many things. And because our hope is continuously in God, at every moment, we have power and we have authority to be change makers. And so seek the heart of God, seek God's guidance, and do what God is calling you to do. Be obedient to the move of God. Be obedient to the Spirit of God. And be obedient to the call of God on your life.
Amen. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, that was a prayer. Amen. Well, we want to thank our listening audience for tuning in tonight. We know that there's a thousand things you could have been doing, especially on tonight. And we just hope that you will be back on schedule to join us next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for another episode of Woman to Woman. It is our goal and our hope that we could get back on track and we could find out about this Abigail. Abigail was the wife of Nabal. Abigail was the wife of Nabal, and Nabal was an arrogant, rude man that basically lost his life because of his inability to be humble. And so we're going to get into Abigail next week and find out how her life may mirror our lives and maybe find out how we could be more wise as women, especially as it pertains to our men and us being a helpmeet to help them get through some situations that they ordinarily might not get through because of their attitude. So we appreciate you and thank you for your support. We look forward to you joining us next Tuesday. This week on MCD Network, you could join us on Thursday at 7 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time for processing the pain. And we have First Monday's Relentless Pursuit with Philando Harris and Tamika Sanders. We have Fourth Monday's with Shamila Pennington as she brings forth a parenting program at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, again, we thank you for your support and look forward to joining you next week. Have a blessed night.
Woman to woman,
songs of life we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of life we bring.
Here we go.
Sing it again.
Kayla, sing it down low for him.
Woman to woman.